on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Well, on this broadcast, more than once, several times, we've had various organizations and ministries on the air talking about relief to various countries where persecution is very different from what we find in America for the most part, and how you can connect with those ministries. And actually, before we're done with this segment, we'll provide some resources you can go to find out more about what's happening with persecution across the globe, and how you can prayerfully consider supporting those ministries. Welcoming into the broadcast, Emma Waters from the Heritage Foundation. Emma, as always, thanks for taking the time.
Of course, Steve. It's great to be with you.
We wanted to address this because actually, in spite of the fact the horrors that we may be talking about, there's some encouragement we're seeing coming from Capitol Hill, but I'm trying to draw attention to an article found in the Daily Signal. DailySignal.com is the website, and the headline reads, "Cannot go to terrorists. House ends taxpayer-funded aid to Nigeria over Christian genocide." Emma, when I read that, there could be a concern from the Christian camp on, but the aid is needed. Sometimes how it's sent doesn't end up getting in the right hands, and that's why it's important to know about organizations that are really doing what they can to get it into the right hands. But let us know more about what's happening on Capitol Hill.
This has been one of the president's biggest priorities, aside from Iran, when it comes to effective foreign policy, and in particular, raising awareness about the number of martyred Christians who have lost their lives in Nigeria, largely due to the Islamic government. And to your point about this being a question of funding, the Trump administration for a long time now has been very clear in working with the country of Nigeria to require them to get this problem under control so that the slaughter and kidnap and even extortion of Christians comes to an end. And the reality is they haven't done a sufficient job or seemingly put in as much effort as they should. And so some of the most recent reports we've seen have over 3.5 million Christians in the country who have been kidnapped, killed, or displaced just in the last couple of years. And so this is a massive problem that, frankly, one of the only ways it seems to really force change is to withhold the money. So initially, Congress was considering just slashing the funding by 50% until the Nigerian government was able to follow through on the requirements to address this issue. But one of the congressmen from Florida, Greg Stube, he rightly pointed out that 50% funding is still a 50% endorsement of what Nigeria has failed to get under control. And so instead, he put forward an amendment in the National Defense Authorization Act, or the NDAA, to withhold 100% funding until Nigeria gets this problem under control. And thankfully, and if I'm being honest with you, I think this is a very good thing. This is the version that the House passed. And so should it fully go through with the Senate, we're looking at a massive change in how the U.S. relates to Nigeria, namely not having taxpayer money go to fund a country that is actively persecuting Christians.
Yeah. And our audience, if they're tuned in to hear these interviews that we've done recently, they should be well up to speed. But Nigeria, isn't the only country this is happening. Some of the neighboring countries, very similar. And even on the south east coast of Africa, Mozambique, we're seeing some similar things happen. However, it is good to know that our government is urging the Nigerian government to get a handle on some of these things. And just to kind of put it in perspective, how many people are being impacted? New Mexico, I believe, has about 2.5 million people, or maybe less, but somewhere around that number. And these Islamic radicals have either kidnapped, killed, or displaced over 3.5 million Christians in the country, just in Nigeria. So it is a huge number of people that are impacted, brothers and sisters in Christ, we really, as we can, should be supportive of. And Emma, so much appreciate the information from the Daily Signal. I do want to quickly say, parents, if you're going to look for that article, it's not for little eyes. There's a picture on the opening that is appropriate, but not for little eyes. Just a heads up there. But do go to the Daily Signal and find out more about that. And as I mentioned, I want to make sure people know about some of these ministries that are doing work in Nigeria to bring relief and to assist brothers and sisters that are suffering. ReloadLove.com takes spent bullet casings and actually turns it into jewelry. It's part of how they do fundraising. They do it in other ways. They are reaching out to areas all over the globe impacted by terrorism that impacts children specifically. ReloadLove.com, also SamaritansPurse.org, many of you familiar with. Voice of the Martyrs, their website is persecution.com. And if you've never been there and want to quickly see, there's a great reference map right on the homepage where you can hover over any of these countries and quickly see some information about what's happening to the body of Christ there and what kind of relief efforts are happening. Child Evangelism Fellowship at CEF Online, another great ministry doing the work. And all of these I did find this morning, specifically doing ministry in Nigeria. And then thetide.org. All of these look for. And if you didn't get a chance to write them down, look for this segment to be archived at ABQ Connect Online and get them again. Any closing thoughts, Emma, before we finish up?
The closing thought that comes to mind, Steve, is just how important it is for Christians to not limit their faith to what happens on Sunday morning. This doesn't mean we need to preach one political candidate or another, but we should be actively involved in standing with and protecting and advocating on behalf of Christians around the world, because ultimately we're part of a global church of Christians who may not look like us, they may not talk like us, but who worship the same God. And to whatever degree we can use the resources and power that we have in the United States to protect them, that's absolutely something that Christians should all be able to rally behind.
Yeah, very well said, Emma. And the Big C Church, I'm glad you brought that up. It's so powerful, and it's important that we remember, in spite of the fact we may be sitting in different brick and mortar buildings with different names on the outside, Jesus is Jesus for all of us, and we are brothers and sisters, and we should care for one another as if we are, which we are. So, Emma, thanks again.
Of course, Steve. Have a great weekend.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.